What if your faith could help unlock someone else's eternity? Step into the public square with a light that refuses to dim and discover why your visible walk with God matters more than you think. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you haven't checked us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org, I want to encourage you to go check out those two websites because we're in December and the bills start dropping very, very soon. So we need you on FPIW Action and then also in that Washington Defender app. It really does help us keep you informed of what's happening in Olympia, across the street, and really all across Washington State. So download the app, get on the websites, get involved. Your voice needs to be heard in Olympia. If you are enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender huddle. It really does help us out with the algorithms and to get the word of God out across the street and everywhere we want to go. So we are in a series called Abraham, Not for His Sake Only. And if you haven't read the Abraham story, go back to Genesis chapter 11 through Genesis chapter 25. Therefore, verse 22 of Romans 4. Therefore, it was also credited to him as righteousness. Now, not for his sake only was it written that it was credited to him. This is what we're focusing in on today. Not for his sake only. Think about this for a moment. It wasn't only for Abraham's sake that it was credited to him as righteous, but for our sake also, to whom it will be credited, as those who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. But for our sake also, to whom it will be credited, as those who believe in him, who's the him? God the Father, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification. So these are two things. Jesus was delivered over to the cross because of our transgressions. Our sin put Jesus on that cross and was raised so that we can have justification. Those are the two things. Now, sometimes when we read these verses like this, they're a little bit complicated to understand. So I want to show you what I do oftentimes. Also, I'll go from the NASB to the ESV, English Standard Version. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteousness. But the words, it was counted to him, were not written for his sake only, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. All right, so sometimes reading more translations than just one really does help. Let's try New King James. And therefore, it was counted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Still not clear? I go to the NIV. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. The words, it was credited to him, were written not for him alone, but also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness. For us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. The power of the resurrection. Okay. And finally, let's try New Living Translation. And sometimes this really does help bring the clarity. And because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. And when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. It was recorded by, or it was recorded for our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteous if we believe in him. The one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, he was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. People are watching your faith. Oh, that last little part is me. People are watching your faith. And so just like we watched Abraham's faith and saw that it was credited to him as righteousness, Today, as you go into the public square, people are watching your faith. And so we don't want to live our faith just for ourselves, just like Abraham had greater consequences of faith, because many people would say, well, the Christian faith is a religion of faith. In other words, it is not by works, it's by belief in Jesus Christ our Lord. But actually, Abraham, the Jewish faith, is also a religion of faith. You're like, wait. Wasn't there these laws? Weren't there all these other things? Yeah, but the faith came first, and then the law came second to be our tutor to lead us back to faith, right? To lead us to the need of a Savior. So the law had its purpose to convict us of sin, and still has a purpose to convict us of sin. But it's just our schoolmaster. It's our teacher. It's our leader back to the things of God. So people are watching our faith, and here we go. Matthew 5:16. So today in the public square, as you walk into your workplace, are you going to let your light shine before men? Like, are you going to let the truth of God's word just shine out of you today? Or are you going to hide that truth, God's divine reality revealed and lived out, so that people can't see it? Maybe you're going to take that dimmer switch and just turn it down a little bit today. I want to encourage you, don't do that. Shine bright for Jesus Christ today. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works. Do stuff that brings honor and glory to God Almighty today. This is a powerful thing. We want people to see our good works so that they may glorify your Father. Who's our Father? Our Heavenly Father, who's in heaven. So let me read it one more time. So let your light shine before men in such a way that they see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. The Christian walk is a walk of bringing glory, honor, attention, reverence to God Almighty. And as we do that, as we're honest, as we're truthful, as we practice business with integrity, as we walk uprightly, as we help those around us and show compassion to those around us, as we, whatever the word of God says, that causes our light to shine, and that helps for people to see those good works and want to glorify God Almighty. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles. That is a challenge, isn't it? Isn't it a challenge to keep our behavior excellent among people around us who don't know Jesus? So that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. So we're living today in such a way that people see us bowing down before Jesus in an excellent way, in a holy way, in a righteous way, so that even though they're slandering us for evil, being evildoers, that they may, in the day of visitation, in God's visitation, glorify God. It's an eternal perspective. Think about this for a moment. We are nearing the end, and we're getting closer and closer to God's day of visitation. And we want people to glorify Him, to honor Him. Now, that can be both a global view of God visiting the whole world. It also could be an individual view of God visiting that individual. You know, I think it's important that we turn to the living God and understand that we can bring glory and honor and live excellent lives in the presence of Almighty God. And today, you can do that. A psalm from Psalm 40, verses 9 through 10 says, I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I will not restrain my lips, O Lord. You know, I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great congregation. So in this psalm, we see that he has not hidden righteousness. That's what we need to be today in the public square, where we don't hide our righteousness. So Abraham lived in such a way that it was for his sake, of course, that he believed, but it was mostly for the sake of all of humanity to know that relationship with God is through faith. Think about that for a moment. I sometimes am perplexed at the very fact that, I mean, could you imagine being Abraham? I'm perplexed, like, the weight of that. I don't know if he fully understood, but we do know the gospel was preached to him. So who knows what level of comprehension he had, but I do look at that. And look at this. So I have not hidden your righteousness within my heart. I have spoken of your faithfulness. Today in the public square, speak of God's faithfulness. How God has been so, so faithful to you and so good to you. Speak of you, God's salvation. Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. Don't conceal God's loving kindness. It says, I have not concealed your loving kindness, and I have not concealed your truth from the great congregation. Speak the truth today. So what's our public square application today? We are going to be living in such a way that people will see our good works and glorify the God of heaven, our Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. God, we're going to walk into our workplaces in just a few moments. We're going to sit at our desk or get behind the teller that maybe we're checking people out of the store, or maybe we are drivers, or maybe we are doctors or nurses or pilots or whatever it might be, stewards and stewardess. God, let us glorify you today. Let us bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. God, help us live in such a way that we're not just living for our own faith, but we're living for the reality that people are watching us and they want to turn to you and glorify you. May our deeds, our words, our actions, our thoughts, all of us be surrendered completely over to you, God. How we love you, Lord. You are so, 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 so good. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.